This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. On President Biden's plan to forgive some student loans, recent Colorado Mesa University graduate Ryan Fleming says it's a short-term solution that doesn't fix the high cost of college. Fleming paid off his loans while interest was paused during the pandemic.
I'm not like angry that other people who weren't able to do what I did got the assistance. I think that relieving student loans, while an immediate short-term solution that will help out a lot of people, won't actually solve the issue.
Coloradans owe some $26 billion in student loan debt, according to the Bell Policy Center. The Art Students League of Denver is 35 years old this year. Its most popular event is this weekend. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The Summer Art Market in West Washington Park includes close to 200 Colorado artists, local food, kids' activities, and demos by faculty members. Kim Harrell is a jewelry designer who works primarily in silver.
It's such a beautiful material, and Colorado has a rich history of silver mining.
Arts Student League Executive Director Rachel Basie sees the market as a way to meet Colorado artists in their element.
This is an opportunity for them to show and sell their art, and so everyone else who comes gets to interact with those artists.
Tickets and a map to the events are available online. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Colorado is inviting artistic high school students to enter a contest that could have their work stuck to voters around Election Day. Students can submit designs for a new I Voted sticker that will be sent to voters who use the state's online service to track their ballot after mailing it in or dropping it off. The winning artist will also be honored with an assembly at their school. Temperatures are holding pretty steady for this afternoon and into the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.